Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How do you deter someone with laws that they don't think exist? I'm Brett Popplewell, and that question lingered with me after a national security expert gave me her analysis of what she saw going on in Ottawa last month. I spent much of the occupation reporting on a singular story for The Walrus that I hoped would make sense of what was actually on the street after it was gone. In the course of putting my story together, I spoke to protesters and residents, went in and out of what the police had called the Red Zone multiple times, and spent a lot of time on the phone. The story was fact-checked by what I believe is the best team of fact-checkers in the country. It took them time to verify every word, and you can support their work, and mine, by subscribing to The Walrus at thewalrus.ca/subscribe.
Man up. Be a man. Don't be a girl. These are phrases that boys often hear while they're growing up. They send the message that men should always project toughness, stoicism, and independence. Jake Stitka believes that we need to teach boys to express vulnerability, to ask for help, and to show compassion, and that by doing so, we will benefit everyone in our society. Welcome to the conversation piece.
I'm Jake Stitka, and I'm a man. I look like a man. I'm of an appropriate height, 5'20" for those wondering. I have facial hair and a receding hairline, and I dress in muted tones. I also act and feel like a man, whatever that means. What these things mean to me is probably different than what they mean to you, or the guy in line at Tim Hortons. Here's how I came to my understanding of what it means to be a man. Let's go all the way back to my paternal grandparents. You see, back in the 70s, you didn't get to travel from communist Czechoslovakia much. But my grandmother was fluent in 7 languages, which meant she was uniquely qualified for her job as a technical secretary sent on diplomatic missions to far-flung places like Uruguay and Kenya, leaving my grandfather as primary caregiver to their 2 sons. Now, I won't say my grandfather was a transformative caregiver, but he kept them clothed and fed, and my father took some of the load as he was 6 years older than my uncle. So when I got to know my grandpa, I knew him as a kindly man with wispy white hair and eyebrows that looked drawn on with Sharpies that was supportive of my grandmother and my old man. Now when my parents and I immigrated to Canada as the Berlin Wall fell, we had the classic immigrant story of leaving Czechoslovakia on vacation to Austria, never to return. My dad hustled and worked under the table, even sleeping in the closet at his employer's, several towns away, so he could send money back to my mom and I in the refugee camp. When we came to Canada, this man, who had been the youngest manager by 10 years of the largest data center in Czechoslovakia, took an entry-level job as a computer programmer with Burns Meats. Remember that hot dog company that used to be at part of every barbecue? Despite all the hard work and sacrifice, I never found him to be absent. He supported my mother, and he was a doting father to me. He even shifted his working hours to 7 to 3 so he could always take me to basketball. Finally, let's talk about me. I grew up an only child, and as a newcomer to this country, everything I learned in relation to others. I remember going to preschool and bawling my eyes out because I couldn't understand anyone until a kindly woman named Irene took me by the hand and walked me around and pointed out things like tree and green. I remember in elementary school wearing what I thought at the time was this wicked tie-dye WWE t-shirt, but it happened to be pink and purple and being made fun of relentlessly. I remember never backing down from a fight, resulting in many visits of my mother to the principal's office. I remember attaining status as a star athlete. There goes Jake, the basketball player, as I walked around my high school. I remember thinking that I wasn't much of a man until I lost my virginity in university. Growing up, it was clear to me that being a man existed in the confines of what I like to call the man box. Never show emotion unless it's anger. Don't ask for help lest you be considered weak. Have a lot of sex with women, or at least be seen as doing so. Distance yourself from anything feminine lest you be considered gay. Have more power and more status than the next guy. You see, but I also remember binge drinking in second year university when I was academically ineligible to play basketball. I remember my best friend's 13-year-old brother dying by suicide, likely due to homophobic bullying when we were just 21. I remember reading The Game as more of a manual on how to pick up women than a journalistic exposé. I remember breaking down and sharing thoughts and feelings I'd never shared with anyone before with my girlfriend when I was 22, as I was struggling with depression and going to therapy. Suffice to say, coming of age was a difficult time. Stepping outside of the man box can be like trying to cross the demilitarized zone in between North and South Korea. Don't step on the crying like a girl mine, or get shot in the back with a homophobic slur for telling another man you care about them. The folks who have led the way in removing these landmines and snipers are women and those who identify as gender and sexually diverse. Us men have had a lack of role models when it comes to shifting the status quo. I was lucky in that I've had men around me show me what a man could be. My grandfather showed me that you can be supportive of your partner's rock star career and not be considered less than. My father showed me that being a breadwinner is not an excuse for not being a nurturing and doting parent. My best friend showed me what it is to mourn and grieve and create space for others not like us. I showed myself how strong and courageous it is to be vulnerable, ask for help, and bounce back. What I want you to leave tonight with is, as long as we keep coding these traits as either masculine or feminine, we will be stuck in this hierarchy where contextually one is deemed more valuable than the other. Women will languish at work as traditional ideals of leadership remain masculine, while men will feel inadequate as caregivers among their peers as long as nurturing remains feminine. Women don't need to be told to act like men in heels to get ahead, just as much as men don't need to be told to get in touch with their inner feminine just to emote. Over the last 70 plus years, under the banner of feminism, we've had a brilliant conversation about women's roles and identities in society today. We've done a much better job of telling our daughters that they can do anything boys can do. But until we begin to do as good a job of telling our sons that they can do anything girls can do, we'll be stuck with masculinity and femininity, and the boundary between where the breadth of the human experience resides. Patriarchy, by definition, is handed down to us through our forefathers. And if I look at mine, I know they'd be proud of me for breaking the mold and breaking out of the man box for both you and me. Thank you.
Jake Sticca is the executive director of Next Gen Men. He spoke at the Walrus Talks Boundaries in 2019, and he's just one of the over 800 fantastic Canadians who have wheeled, walked, and webcammed onto a stage at the Walrus Talks. Our next event is coming up on April 27th. The Walrus Talks at Home, what's next? Register today at thewalrus.ca/events.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.